Chairs and.
Right, and this, your term for the long piece of furniture that went in the best parlor.
We called them, what do we call them? I remember my mother buying a little fragile piece of furniture. It was a settee for two, upholstered, but it wasn't upholstered all the way, you know. It had legs and arms and so forth, but it was an interesting piece of furniture for our parlor that we had never had. But we didn't have, way back yonder, we didn't have those upholstered sets of furniture. We had more fancy chairs with upholstered, you know, just a seat, and rockers, but they were not the settee or the divans hadn't come in back in that time. I'm trying to remember when they did come in. That we would have, I remember the Frank Blaylocks had the fancy stuff in town, and all of theirs was a settee would be just the, they would just have the place you sit and maybe the back, but it'd be a framework of wood, mm-hmm. a framework of wood. You just didn't see any upholstered stuff clear, big and heavy like that. No, then, okay. But rockers were popular. Rocking chairs, you know, the fancy ones and heavy ones. Particularly, everybody had a porch, and you couldn't have a porch without a porch rocker.
Okay, I'm going to move along because I've got hundreds of questions.
All right, good.
What about the piece of furniture in your bedroom that has drawers in and you put your clothes in? What?
Bureaus.
Okay.
We had bureaus and bedsteads.
And the room where you sleep, you call?
Call the bedroom.
Okay. What do you call the things that you would hang in the window to keep the lights out, to keep the light out?
Oh, we had shades, window shades at every window. And curtains. Oh, I tell you, we in those days we had blinds, so it didn't matter so much about. Everybody didn't have window shades, most everybody had either. And the country homes would have these shutters. You know, they'd have wooden gates made that would close. You see, open a wooden door. The log houses would. Allenwood didn't have blinds, though, but the townhouses all nearly had blinds. I guess they were beginning to be afraid of burglars or something, or people walking in, but in the country you wouldn't be afraid, but nearly everybody had could afford shades. They were cheap in those days.
What about a little room off the bedroom where you hung your clothes?
Country people were not inclined to, I don't know whether it was the expense or they didn't know how to build closets in their homes. I remember when I went to board in the country, you know, there would be in their bedrooms, the clothes would be hanging up on the wall. And fact is, the bedroom that I occupied, it was the front room, and it didn't have a closet. And I didn't know. That was the nicest thing about the original house. The girls' room had two closets. And we, then,